Now, a top Russian military commander is saying that the United States is building up its forces in the Middle East region in preparation for a possible attack on Syria. Major General Igor Konashenkov also says that the USS Ross entered the Mediterranean on Saturday. According to the Russian general, the guided missile destroyer is armed with 28 Tomahawk cruise missiles capable of hitting any target in Syria. Recently, Moscow said a Nusra Front terrorist deployed chlorine gas to Idlib. The gas, a toxic agent. Russia also accused the UK of dispatching militants to Idlib after receiving training by a private British military company. While Moscow is saying the training involved imitating the rescue of victims of a chemical attack. Okay, from London, Amar Wakoff, who is a political analyst, joins me now. Good to have you with us, Mr. Wakoff. Russia has given this warning since a few days ago, and it looks like it's serious, and it's also providing some, as I said, evidence, like the training by the UK company and some other things I just mentioned. Do you also agree with this Russian warning that the U.S. is considering some attack against Syria?
It is very much on the cards. The United States would want us to believe that they're probably amassing force, and all these deployments are there to deter the Syrian government from using chemical weaponry. But there is the other point of view. The obvious point of view is that an attack on Syrian state facilities and Syrian army has already been taken, and all it needs is a trigger. Now, why would that be the case? It's because the United States probably feels that the arrangements around the Astana process and the Astana countries, Iran, Turkey, and Russia, and all the agreements in place to solve the Idlib problem and the militants in Idlib, all these agreements are leaving the United States outside without any cake. So they're trying to superimpose themselves using the chemical weaponry analogy in order to gain some advantage and push these players, including, of course, the Syrian government, to offer some concessions.
But what kind of concessions are we talking about? Could you elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, where the militants are going to go, you know, are they going to be used, for example, digested by the Syrian army, just like what happened in southern Syria, and then unleashed, or beefing up the Syrian army units or human resources in to prepare for a possible attack in eastern Syria, for example? That's one consideration. The very fact that Turkey is liaising and coordinating with Moscow much more than it is doing so with Washington, and the spat between Turkey and the United States that is going on, is also a factor. They would want Turkey to know that it's not only Russia in Syria, but the United States is also there. So we are, we may be very much going to see, we are going to see most of the, you know, most probably an attack or a chemical attack someplace that would justify in front of the eyes of the community or public opinion, an attack by the United States, France, and Britain, just like what happened a few months back.
All right, thank you for that. That was Amar Wakoff, political analyst, joining us from London.